Hello, podcast listeners. This is Brett. Today is Monday, February 26th. I'm still in Pittsburgh, and this is the second installment of bonus content promos. This one is a delight, as far as I'm concerned. It's to my really good friends, Andrew and Puke. If you don't like calling a man Puke, you can call him James. That's what his parents named him. These two guys do a podcast called Puke and the Gang. I am a regular guest on this show. It is where I have done, in my opinion, a lot of my best work. So these are the guys I'm visiting with out here. We're all at different places in life. One, we have divergent backgrounds and different challenges and different goals. But we've all been talking about and thinking about the topic of self-development, even from a variety of different angles. But Andrew and I have helped each other a lot over the last year. I'm really glad to be here. I'm really grateful for the time I get to spend with them. And I'm also happy that they are podcasters and they're comfortable recording pretty personal conversations for at least a limited release. One of the things that we agreed we wanted to do was have kind of an ongoing conversation about our personal development journeys. Right now, Andrew has me reading books. I have him reading books. He's listening to old episodes of School Sucks podcasts on topics like procrastination and productivity. And we wanted to do a series for our subscribers. They have a bonus content section too, about the specifics of personal development. So in this 2-hour conversation, we talk about, you know, the emotional component of this, the productivity component of this, long-term visions, medium-term goals, short-term projects, and right down to specific actions and how to connect all of those things together. It's an update on a lot of the productivity conversations that we've had in the past, but it's also a good review of a lot of what we've been covering on School Sucks for years now. And I'm hoping this is going to be an ongoing conversation. I do want to get it into as many ears as possible, but it is quite personal at times, so we wanted to use it as premium content for the people who are supporting us. And if you decide that you want to help us spread this message, you can go to patreon.com/schoolsucks, patreon.com. And this has been such an essential part of our fundraising over the last year and a half. It is what made School Sucks Across America possible. It is one of the reasons why I'm dreaming big for 2018 and 2019. And in that time, I'm really, really committed to projecting this message to more and more people in critical thinking, alternative education, personal development, and explaining to Americans what the hell is wrong with public K-12 schooling and higher education. You should know, I've been doing a lot of research lately. We absolutely have the market cornered on the topic of schooling and education from a pro-liberty angle. And you might be saying, wow, that's quite a niche. It is. But I continue to believe it is one of the most important aspects of the pursuit of personal liberty. This is a very important mission, and I would appreciate your support. And the way that I'm asking you to do it right now through these promos is Patreon. It's patreon.com/schoolsucks. Here's a 9-minute selection from our most recent show. I think the title that I'm going to run with on this one is The Long, Bumpy, Unending, and Essential Road of Personal Development. There's also on Patreon a screenshot video where we go through some of the updates that I've made to Evernote and the GTD system in the last few months. That will be helpful. Thank you so much for taking the time to check this out, everybody, and I'll talk to you again soon. I'm a hit single.
Okay, I'm struggling with this in my life, and here's what I think I should do, and I hear that from somebody, and I go, no, I think that's wrong.
Right.
Like, Brett, if you're talking to me, and you're struggling with something, and you are basically unknowingly making an argument for the decision that you are going to make, even though you know you shouldn't. So you're making an argument for deciding A.
Okay.
Right? And all I can think about as you're explaining this is, all the reasons B is the better decision.
Okay.
Because even though you're not aware of it, you're arguing solely for A.
And I think this is one of the reasons why communication, even like if it's about personal things or masterminding, if it's about professional things, mm-hmm. is because when you have your own shit, I have different kind of parts of myself, right? Where some are resourceful and strong and know the right thing to do, and some are weak and dependent, and you know, like there's different voices in our head. I think right. I even talked about this at the beginning of this show today. I have the rational voice in me, mm-hmm. but you're only the rational voice because in your head, my ego isn't there, my emotions aren't there.
Exactly.
So you can look at a situation objectively. And I think what I said to you is help me make that rational voice in my head into a chorus. So of rationality using your head, right?
Here's what it was.
Right.
Column A, the emotional side,
right,
might have had two things in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But column B, the logical side, which is how I was looking at it, had 100 things in it.
Right. And
in your mind, one of those things in column A canceled out all 100 of the other.
But in my mind.
Even though you could acknowledge them, so I shouldn't write off column A so easily, because all I can focus on is this huge list of reasons, this overwhelming side of the scale. I need to stop and acknowledge column A at least and find something in the middle that makes a little more sense for this situation.
Right.
And I think that I think that's part of sort of growing, at least for myself, kind of growing internally and being able to deal with things better and not be an all or nothing sort of, you know, not be in that mode all the time.
But the other thing, too, is you can kind of get this resourcefulness from yourself. I don't know what I would have done without, number one, being able to, you know, mastermind about it, like putting minds together.
Mm-hmm.
So taking the stronger parts of your mind to amplify the stronger logical parts of your mind to amplify the logical part of my mind that was fighting against all this other shit.
Mm-hmm.
That worked. But also, as far as like a kind of inner way of dealing with that, to write that out, to separate the logic from the emotion, put it in two columns.
And I think that's an incredibly powerful thing to be able to do. I don't think a lot of people could do that, because it's not like I was convincing you of anything. Every topic, every point brought up was from you.
Exactly. It's like, it's a lot of like how therapy works.
Yeah. I should be a life coach.
You could be a life coach, I think. Here's why you're a great life coach. This could be the ad right now that we could use.
Okay.
You're even understanding the fact that it's not like, yeah, I'm great at telling what people to do because I'm super logical.
Yeah, thinking. No, I can look at you and go, you're being a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But I understand because I'm a fucking idiot too.
That's good life coaching.
Yeah.
It's like making a connection.
Yeah.
But you're even kind of acknowledging right now. You're saying, I know that in that other person's head, that list of things, that short list of things that I don't feel,
mm-hmm.
that I realize are short-sighted, I understand that that's more powerful in the other person's head. I think that's a really important thing to acknowledge. Yeah, and we've helped each other through these kinds of situations where those lists could exist.
But I think you're better in that you are more receptive to help than I am. I think I'm a little more stubborn.
You are stubborn. You feel like you know what you're doing. And in most areas of life, you do.
See, I never feel like I know what I'm doing.
I see, like, in a lot of areas of life, I go, wow, he really knows what to do.
I think part of it is getting back to the outline of the show. The very first thing is confidence in my decisions. I think in a lot of cases, I've proven myself right. So I've started to trust my gut. Whether it's judging someone I meet for the first time, and I mm-hmm. go, oh yeah, I don't want to be close to that person at all. I've never been wrong.
Right. But I think with persistence, maybe with my persistence, you did become more receptive to help. You've implemented a lot of my suggestions in the last year.
Yeah. You know, and this kind of gets back to my personal journey here, which again is only beginning, but it started by hearing you preach about it forever and ever. And for the longest time, and Pukes mentioned this just yesterday, the day before, you know, when someone would exercise or work out or eat right, I would just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Just something in my mind would go, boring. I would just tune out. I wouldn't want to hear about it. Whatever. It's not something I'm going to do. Never done it before. I work for a bread company. I had free bread.
Okay.
That's a lifestyle that doesn't work with
low carb was right out.
Yeah. It was the productivity thing first, like developing some kind of a system, some kind of a framework in which I could put other self-nurturing or enriching things into. And then it was doing like the six pillars of self-esteem, Nathaniel Brandon. And I know everyone thinks self-esteem is gay, but it's not just feel good about yourself or like some hippie new age kind of concept. It's six actions that you can take every day that will improve your sense of self. Live consciously, which is kind of one of the things that we've been talking about. You with the meditation and you with kind of confronting some of this stuff and me not confronting certain things. Self-acceptance, right? So the old self-esteem, the new age self-esteem was like, just accept yourself and just accept, you know, your circumstances. That's new age hippie bullshit. And it's also very self-limiting. And it could also be used to like control people as a kind of acceptance culture. But if you live consciously and you kind of bring in, it's kind of like the same thing with getting things done, right? Like, what do you do first? You collect everything. You get that swarm of bees, that vague sort of, there's all this shit around me that I don't know how to deal with and I don't know what it is.
I feel like right here we're getting into getting things done.
The two are very related, right?
Right.
I mean, so many things in life are input, process, output. You take inputs in, you figure out what they are, how they work together, or if they don't, and then you produce from there.
Right.
Right? So
you give each thing a path.
Absolutely.
To take.
So getting things done is an input, process, output system. But, you know, the six pillars of self-esteem is kind of an input, process, output system, too, where first of all, you collect in this living consciously. What is actually here? What exists? Right. And facing it. Then you have to accept that in yourself and beyond yourself. And then you go on to taking responsibility. Right. So now you're looking at everything that's there and you're saying, OK, what can I do with these things? What is my responsibility to these things? The fourth pillar is self-assertiveness. Accept the responsibility and then you take some kind of action, which leads to the fifth pillar. Now, so we've gone from the processing of the inputs to actually putting something out. The fifth pillar is living purposefully. And the sixth pillar, so that's like designing these visions that we talked about and pursuing those visions. The sixth pillar is living with integrity.
Okay, so all of these pillars, though, without going into great detail, they're all kind of ambiguous. So let's...
I mean, what's ambiguous? Well, they could be fleshed out better.
Yes, they could be fleshed. That's like, what I'm saying.
Okay.
Or maybe there's a time to get into that more. Let's just take it back to my outline here, because this is one thing I'm trying to do. I'm trying to think things out more and organize things and kind of stay on a track.
Okay.
So you told me, Andrew, for this show, make an outline of what you want to accomplish with this show.
Okay.
Please, just the hits. Sing, oh, yeah, yeah.